Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Wow. Testimonials from people just like you and I. Here's the bottom line. Whether it's residential or commercial, hey, if it's commercial, that doesn't matter. They approach each customer by offering the best possible roof in every situation. New roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs. Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Come on. I got you covered. I'm Excalibur Roofing. I love it. Here's what you do. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. Check out the information on the website. Remember, all the estimates are free. So even if you're just like thinking, well, then the answer is give them a call, talk to them, at least put the peace of mind for your roof down on the ground so you don't have to deal with it. 760-743-8803. Okay, got that? Got that. It's all right. Okay. I'm just debating right now whether I should do a DDD or the news. That's how bad it is. I got so much on both sides, I don't know what to do. And I don't want to just do all news, because all news is all boring all the time. Isn't it? I mean, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, most of it's never good news.
I mean, it's very rarely is it good news. I will tell you this.
If you give me about 15 seconds, we can spin the wheel.
Well, you could spin the wheel. Go ahead and spin it.
Hang on, give me a second. I got to find the wheel.
Oh, well, you find the wheel, and then I could probably do this little story in 15 seconds. It's amazing. Something happened that the Denver Post didn't see coming in Colorado. Colorado marijuana legalization creates a drug culture in the schools. What? How can this be? You mean legalizing marijuana has created marijuana use increase in schools? What? Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
I don't believe it. I think they're wrong. That's got to be the conservative newspapers, those bad people. Bad, bad dog.
We found the wheel.
Go ahead and spin the wheel.
Okay, with the land on it. Looks like we're going to do the news.
Okay, well, here it is. A man has been accused of impersonating a police officer in order to get Dunkin' Donuts discounts. This is the kind of story you sit there and you think, wow. It's really funny under the first line they wrote, he really wanted a donut, I guess. Charles Berry, had been going in several days in a row to Dunkin' Donuts, showing a badge that his dad used to have from a different state, and then he was getting discounts on coffee and donuts. See, that whole thing about policemen and donuts, you know. I mean, it wasn't a policeman, but it was a policeman's son. I mean, there's something there. I don't know what's there, but there's something there. Let's see. What are the other things that we want to deal with? Oh, you want to hear an unbelievable story? Do you want to hear a real unbelievable story?
What's so unbelievable, David?
This is a topper. This is one of the top. I could have played this all the way at the end. I'm just not gonna. A Wisconsin man called 911. Ready? Just get ready. Because the girl that he got drunk with and went to bed with, who he didn't know from the bar, was snoring too loud and he couldn't wake her up and get her out of the bed. So he called 911 to have the police remove her. Let's see. First guy, Dunkin' Donut discount, acts like a police officer. Next guy calls 911 because his unknown partner was snoring in bed. What would you give these on the scale? Which of these do you think is dumber? What do you think is dumber? Do you think Dunkin' Donuts impersonating a police officer, or do you think calling 911? Because now, before you vote, think of this though. I just want you to think. Impersonating a police officer is a serious offense, okay? And the payoff there is Dunkin' Donuts, okay? Which, of course, donuts. We had donuts today at the office. Good. They're good. But this guy calls 911, which is for emergencies, because he was so drunk, he didn't realize what was going on and just, I mean, which of these guys is dumber? What do you think?
I think it's definitely got to be the man calling 911 for snoring, because as stupid as it is, the guy impersonating the police officer at least got creative and there was a payoff at the end.
I'm inclined to potentially agree with you on this one. I'm inclined.
The guy that called 911 for the person that was snoring, whether he was intoxicated or not, no possible good outcome could have come of that, and he probably wasn't in his right mind.
I'm going to call 911 because this person is snoring.
Honey, wake up or I'm going to call the cops.
You know, I mean, I mentioned that to somebody here at the studio, at the hallowed halls of KPRZ. And do you know what they said? They said that, I'm not going to say who said this, by the way, but they said as they have observed the maturity of their own parents' relationship, their mother coaxes the father to lay down on the couch and gets a lot of rest before it's bedtime, and then he lays on the couch and falls asleep because he snores so loud, and then she goes up to the room and goes to bed.
I thought that was pretty funny. I'm sorry.
If somebody's offended by that, that's too bad. Okay, so let's cover the very next thing that I want to cover, which is we're not going to do any more news for right now, but that's pretty amazing, I think. Dunkin' Donuts and calling 911. I just don't think it's a great use of all the stuff that we have. All right, so here's what I do want to talk about, and this is a quick little DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. So I ended up where I'm doing both the news and Devotional Diamond of the Day. Here it is. Write this down in your mental books, kiddies. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 23. This is actually going to be profound for a few people, so you need to listen, because this could affect the way you think about things. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 23 says this: He brought us out from there in order to bring us in to give us the land which he had sworn to our fathers. Listen. God brought us out from there in order to bring us in to give us the land which he had sworn to our fathers. There's two great points here. Ready? Number one, God brings us out of stuff. Did you know that? God brings us out of stuff. Have you ever been in a relationship that was so toxic that you were dying on the vine and God brought you out of it?
Multiple times and recently.
And have you ever been in a situation where you have put yourself in a bondage and God had to bring you out? Have you ever put yourself in the wrong situation and you needed to be delivered from it? The reference here, of course, is to the children of Israel being in bondage in Egypt. And the scripture says, and this is Moses talking to the children of Israel, recalling the different things the Lord did. And he says, God brought us out. He brings us out of stuff that's a disaster. But listen to this. Here's where it gets, here's where the key is. Ready? He doesn't just bring you out of stuff and leave you in a desert. See? Aha! Ah, the interesting part. He brings you out in order to also bring you in. What? Listen to the scripture. He brought us out from there in order to bring us in to give us the land which he had sworn to our fathers. God will bring you out, but he won't bring you out and leave you out. He will bring you out in order to bring you into something else, something far better. God brought them out of Egypt in order to bring them into the promised land. He brings us out of bondage in order to bring us into a freedom. He brings us out of slavery to sin in order to bring us into freedom in living. He brings us out of bondages that we get ourselves stuck in order to bring us into a freedom which he grants to us. You get that? Is that powerful or what? That's like one of those little, that's powerful. Yeah, that's the key. That's powerful stuff. That's it right there. He brings you out in order to bring you in because he loves you. Bam! There you go. That's what we call a DDD. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea. It's awesome.
Yes, a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM. KPRZ.
At Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido, choose and save on San Diego County's largest selection of new Lexus vehicles. One family, two locations, twice the selection. Visit Lexus Carlsbad or Lexus Escondido today, or visit twicetheselection.com.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30-year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it, and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Smell of wine, a cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on and on.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. People want to know, is this show live? Is this show live? What do you think? Yes?
Indeed.
No? Okay. Well, I would say sometimes it's alive, and then sometimes, maybe not as much. We just want to do a follow-up to the story that happened yesterday. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this because I don't have the stomach for it. To follow up to a story we did yesterday on the university in Illinois. Did I say that out loud?
Your interior monologue.
Oh, man, my filter's gone. Anyway, there's a plaque at the university, and it calls President Abraham Lincoln a Democrat. Remember that story we did yesterday?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, so they've been challenged on it. Guess what? They refuse to change it.
He's not a Democrat.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's higher education. In higher education, you can just lie through your teeth. It's totally permissible. It's totally permissible. After all, it's really just incorrect whatever. Incorrect promise.
You know, if President Obama thinks he's so much like Abraham Lincoln, then he needs to grow a beard.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We covered this yesterday. I want to say one thing. I'll just say it real simple. It's an old joke, but it's a good one. Denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. It's an upper level college. That's incorrect. Yeah, we don't care.
Well, I remember Harry Reid, independent.
Yeah, that was a good line, though, wasn't it? That was pretty funny, I got to say. I thought that was funny. But we have some other stories that are good, not as serious. This one is going to irritate some people. Is this a shorter segment or a longer segment? Because this is going to be a whole 10. People are going to call in.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes.
I'll do it. All right, here's the deal. A Christian organization has canceled a Duck Dynasty event because, listen to this, because the Robertsons have a wine deal. So this is one of those toughies, right? Here we go. So let's just do this. Let's just be honest as Christians. So a Christian organization that has a high level on Christian values, there's nothing wrong with that. Said they just don't want to do. It's called Family Ministries. They don't want to get involved in Duck Dynasty because Duck Dynasty has a wine deal where they created a wine deal for Chardonnays and some other things in their own line. Although if I'm a wine connoisseur, Duck Dynasty does not sound like the brand name I'm going for. I mean, come on. But I want to say
the duck.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry.
That's funny. All right. Now, what I do want to say is this, because I want to make sure we get some of these things at least somewhat correct. One, that organization not only has the right, but should exercise their right to make sure that they don't breach their conscience. I don't think there's any error in that. I think Christians who go, well, that's legalistic. Well, it's legalistic for you, but it's not legalistic for them.
They're standing up for their
values. For their values. So we support that 100%. Number two, and people need to acknowledge this, Christians have to make choices. Now, they have to make choices. They accept that. They don't accept that. They can go to watch the Avengers. They can't watch the Avengers. That's fine. I think the problem comes in the condemnation or approach to other Christians and what you put on them. Here's the thing that I would tell people all the time. You can't put on another person what you're putting on yourself. You can't do that. You don't even get permission to do that. In fact, if you really get into the scripture, Jesus, he tells you, hey, when you get the log out of your eye, then you can get the splinter out of the other eye. It's like the other person's eye. You got to be careful. But I will say this. We need to have a certain amount of respect for other positions, listen, that are non-essential. Now, the fact that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him, and that there is no name given under heaven whereby men must be saved except for the name of Jesus, understanding that salvation is in Jesus Christ, that is a essential. There is no room. Whether you drink wine or they drink wine, or you can accept it or they can accept it, that's not an essential. It doesn't matter what you tell me. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and faith, grace received by faith, by the unbelievably merciful and kind and compassionate work that God has deemed into our lives. There's no, that to me, that's an essential. I don't go anywhere else than that. I can't work for my salvation. I'm not the author. I'm not the finisher. I'm not the starter. I'm not the closer. Okay? So we have to respect each other in non-essentials. Here's the fourth thing, and this is going to really irritate some people. Ready? Jesus did drink real wine. And if you say to me, if you call in the show and say it was grape juice, I will ask you simply one question. Then why did they accuse him of being a drunkard? It just makes no sense at all. And if you follow the first actual miracle, he produced a quality wine. Even the wine connoisseur or the person in the wedding who was in charge of it said, you brought out the better wine later. What did he bring out, the better grape juice? He brought out the better Welch's later. Oh, come on. I mean, it's just a ridiculous position. On the flip side of this, and listen to this, I bet you've not been to one of these here, but I have. I've gone to churches where they will not do communion unless it's real wine, because they believe it's got to be the quality of wine to be communion, the real wine. I've been to a church that done that, and it's like, yeah, I didn't go more than once, but I went. That's not the point. The point is some people have a completely opposite take on it. Here's the answer. You find out where you stand before the Lord, and you stand there before the Lord. You honor the Lord with your decision. You do the best you can. You don't go to the extreme left or the extreme right. You don't go either extreme. You go top center. You walk with God, and you make sure that what you allow is not condemned by your own conscience. That's it. How simple is that? And if in your mind you have to drive a green car, God bless you. I thank God he's given me multiple choices. Okay, that's it. You know, you want to just eat vegetables? Right on, buddy. I'm having ribs. That's like how I look at it. I don't got a problem. Unless you become PETA, then I have a problem with it. That's different. Does that make sense? Okay, are we on a break now? Probably, yeah. Oh, that's a yes. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it might be time for a DDD.
Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds
tasty. Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you know where we are? I don't know if you know this. We're in San Diego. I'm just telling you. Just in case you were wondering, that's where we are, San Diego, California. Okay, here we go. So I've got a DDD that I wanted. Oh, wait. I should tell you the weather. Nice. Looks pretty nice. Not bad. And then traffic. Traffic is looking like, you know, it looks like traffic does like Wednesdays, like 320, 325-ish. Maybe 330-ish. Somewhere between 320 and 330. That 325-ish, that's what traffic looks like right now. Wednesday's at 326-ish, somewhere around there. All right, we're going to do a DDD that is,
how do I put this without people, you know, this is a kind of an in-depth DDD. So I'd like you to hear it. It's a lot of word, and it's I think it's really good and applicable, and hopefully you'll get something out of it. And if not, then I'm sorry that it wasn't more fun for you.
Where are we coming from today?
Where are we coming? What you mean? Is it
what bioverse?
Oh.
Like, I'm just trying to chime in.
Like what? What planet?
What planet are we on, Dave?
That's a good question.
This is going to be Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. And this is a in-depther, so I want you to listen. I'm going to only read it once, but I want you to hear the key points. It is quite fascinating. I'm telling you, this is Old Testament, and you won't believe how New Testament-y this portion is.
Would Spock find it fascinating?
Well, Spock find it fascinating. It is, for him, irrelevant, since he does not know what red blood is. Okay, here we go. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Hey, this sounds familiar. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as the frontals on your forehead, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Wow! That almost sounds like New Testament-y stuff right there. Let's catch this one. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. There is one God. He manifests himself in three manifestations or three personifications that gives us a better understanding of who he is. Why? Because it's finite trying to grasp infinite. It's humanity trying to grasp divinity. Good luck. And for those that don't understand, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when he says, let us make man in our image, that is the plural of one. So all those people are like, there's no Trinity. Yeah, whatever. Verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Here's the big commandment, love God. Hey, dude, here it is. God is the one. He is one, and he is the one, and you got to love God with all you got. Okay, now this is not overly complex. Okay, God is one, and he is the one, and you got to love him with everything you got. Now listen to the definitions, though. I got to say, this isn't taught very much, robo-producer. Listen to these couple of definitions. You're supposed to, okay, these words that you're commanded, you shall teach them diligently to your sons, talk to them when you, listen to this, when you sit in your house. Do you ever sit in your house?
All the time.
Okay. When you walk around. You ever walk around?
Do that all the time too.
Now here's the killer. Here's the one people miss. You're supposed to remember the commands of the Lord when you go to bed and when you wake up. Listen, when you go to bed. Okay, not that the dog calls you to bed. When you go to bed, you're supposed to remember the commands of the Lord. And when you wake up, you're supposed to remember the commands of the Lord. You know what that
really
does?
Really good about doing it when I wake up. I'm not going to lie. When I'm going to bed, I'm not really high on the
you
list.
You start and stop your day with God. That's what it is. You can't. They make a comment. Ooh, it's all these really complex things.
Not really.
Not really. Let's see. You get into bed. Thank you, Lord. You get out of bed. Thank you, Lord. I think that's good. That works. When you go to bed, when you wake up. Now watch this. We got to attach it to our hands and to our heads. Listen to this head. Listen to this passage. It says this. You shall teach them diligent. Talk when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontals on your forehead. You know what else is on your hand and your forehead? Ooh, Revelation 13, the mark of the beast. Same thing. What? What are you saying, Dave? Well, here in this portion, as in there in that portion, it's talking about whatever you put your hands to, whatever you do, and when it talks about being attached to your head, it's whatever you're thinking, whatever you're processing, whatever you put your mind to, whatever you put your hands to, whatever you put your mind to, you got to do that under the commands of the Lord. With the Lord in mind. Oh, that's good, isn't it? And here's the best one that nobody kind of thinks. I've never heard anybody talk about this. In the last portion, it says this. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Now, in the Jewish tradition, that's a mezuzah, and you put that on the entryway to the door, and that's they think that's the solution. I don't think that's terrible. I don't know that's the answer, but it's supposed to mean that whenever you enter or exit your house, you have something indicating the laws of God, so you take them with you. And then it says you shall do that on your gates. So whenever you enter or exit the land that you're on, you shall have the commands of the Lord at your entry point and at your exit point. So here it is. Whether you sit in your house, walk around, go to bed, wake up, whatever put your hands to, whatever you got on your mind, when you go to your house, when you're leaving your house, when you go to your land property and you leave your land property, all of those things we got to keep in mind. The commands of the Lord. And what is the command of the Lord? To love God. Love, love, love God. You're listening to the David Spoon. Did you get that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, yeah, we might have a little fun. We'll see.
Riders on the storm.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
Their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas after all!
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com.
www.ecola.com or call 858-488-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Fascinating.
Welcome back. Thank you, Spock. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, don't forget, we got to pull up that San Diego thingy. That's a cool thingy. That sound that you have? Don't forget that.
San Diego.
Oh, that's San Diego, because we're in San Diego, right?
San Diego.
You know what I really like about this? It's like San Diego.
San Diego.
I think if San Diego and the Chargers and the Broncos won, San Diego would not win.
San Diego.
With Lou. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world.
San Diego.
This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Here's the bottom line. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Here's the bottom line. You got a house, you got a condo, you got a roof. If you're not in an apartment, if you're not in a place, even if you're in a rented place, you better make sure the roof's doing okay. What you do, if you have any questions on roofs, any questions on residential or commercial roofs, any wonderment, any like, you know, I was wondering about this. Call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. You can kind of peruse the site, get some information that way. Also, fill out the contact us form. But, you know, you can just call them. But the bottom line is all the estimates are free, and you can talk to them. And by talking to them, you will get the information you're looking for. Okay? All right. So Robo Producer and I were discussing just something, an event that happened in his life. We don't get too personal, but an event that happened in his life where the Lord was working on him in some areas and then was showing him some stuff. And then he had what we call – now, just so you can know what we call it. We call it the open sesame.
It's awesome when that happens.
I know. And it's cool. People get upset when you say, no. So you open the Bible and you immediately your eyes fall upon something. And it's like, you know, it's like you just know like the Lord and you are connecting at the moment. It happens all the time. Does it not in everybody's life, in different people's lives. How many times have you had that happen in your life? Like 2, 3, 4?
I'd probably say as far as in like, okay, I'm dealing with a subject matter, whether it's a relationship issue or something that I've been praying about. And then I open the Bible and it's like, oh my gosh, there it is right there. It probably happened, you know, I'd say probably between 5 and 10 times.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to share a story. You know, I haven't shared a ton of stories. I've shared this before in the past, but I did it kind of quickly and so on and so forth. It's going to take a little bit longer time because when you shared your story, it for some reason it reminded me of a story that I went through when I was younger, like in the Lord, that was really important that I had something very similar happen.
Cool.
So that's why I decided, you know what, I'm just going to share that. And, you know, maybe it's the Lord, maybe it's just me wanting to share it on radio. Who knows?
Maybe it's both.
Maybe it's both. Exactly. So here's what happened. When I was a young Christian, younger Christian, let me say that, because I've been in the Lord a very short amount of time, only 35 years. And when I was a younger Christian, I did more fasting. And it's funny because our robot producer did some fasting and I didn't feel good after the fasting, which is why it all connects for me. Anyway, I did some fasting because back in the day, before there was anything, when I was really just on fire, I would fast a lot more. Did you ever go out? Well, you went on a fast, but it was kind of medical, right? I mean, you had to
I had to go on a fast because in order to to keep the same insurance policy, they were requiring a certain screening, and that screening required fasting.
Yeah, so that's
and
that's,
with my headaches and all that I get, I'm not really supposed to fast, and it just kind of just messed me up.
Yeah, I gotcha. So for me, I would fast, deny myself all pleasures of the universe in the sense of anything but water. Now, see, to fast actually means to go without. So you can fast coffee. You can fast food, which is kind of funny. You can fast anything. This, for me, was a fast I had decided to do unto the Lord as a young Christian trying to really hear what God had to say. Okay? And I decided I was going to do this fast. Now, I'm always amazed when people tell me they do these really long fasts because I am not one that likes to do long fasts.
Mine was for 12 hours. That was long enough.
Yeah, for me, between breakfast and lunch, that's about as long as I like to get right there. It's like that distance is long. So anyway, this was young in my Christian walk, and I decided to do a fast. Now, here it is. I decided to do a five-day fast. Now, that's a long fast, right? It's long. Especially people, they say, oh, they fasted for 40 days. Now, people, I mean, obviously Moses did, Jesus did. But a lot of people that do it now who do the political statements, they say they're fasting. They still get like nutrient shakes. It's like, it's not a fast. A fast back in the day 30 years ago
was water. That's what you
water.
Get.
And you know what you didn't get? Unlimited water. Which is now they tell you I have to do that. You have to. Well, we didn't do it back then. That's not how we did it. What you did is you got a little water. And it's just like it was your point to survive. So I remember going through the fast because of how many great things happened in my life afterwards. But that was not the significant moment in the fast. I live with my brother in Fairmount Green's apartments at 28th Street and Indian School in Phoenix, Arizona. To tell you how specific the details are. And I was on my five-day fast. And I got through day one. Now, when you're determined to do a fast and you get through day one, not that big a deal, right? It's just not that big. Now, we lived in a really kind of grungy apartment. I will tell you that. Day number two, the fast. This is where I'm becoming more entrenched in reading the scriptures and in praying. And I have a landscaping business, so I have to exert energy every day. But I'm really becoming entrenched I was really getting into Barnes' notes on the New Testament, just really getting into all this different stuff. Okay, that's all. It's going good. Going good. Day number three comes around, and I notice the beginning of the Chippewa. The Chippewa is not an Indian tribe. The Chippewa is my will to endure. And I'm starting to feel a little less powerful and a little more frail. Now, ironically, the idea behind a fast is to come to a point where you're utterly, absolutely dependent in the Lord for every substance need that you have. So day three was kind of tough. But day four.
Uh-oh.
Day four comes rolling around, and that's the day when you notice during a fast that every type of food in the world that you thought was absolutely and utterly disgusting now sounds good. Eggplant Parmesan.
Yummy.
Wow. Right? So I'm at the point now where burritos and beans, please. Who could have such a gourmet sandwich? This is how bad it's getting right now. This is what happened. I'm just telling you what happened. There's no point in getting mad at me about it. So I get through day four. Day five is like this. Day five is like this. If you take a marshmallow and you put it in one nostril, and then you take a pineapple and you put the bad side in your ear, and then you go to your kitchen and you just bang your head against the refrigerator, that's pretty much how day five was. Whole days was like, I'm just dying here. It's almost over, right? I go to bed. All I have to do, this is what happened. All I have to do is sleep and wake up.
And you can eat.
All I have to do is wake up at 7 a.m. and I will make 5 days.
Sounds easy.
Well, going to sleep was easy. Waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
Absolutely, absolutely about to croak was the worst thing. I crawl out of bed, okay? I'm in the living room area, which is a living room kitchen. It was an apartment that I shared with my brother, all right? One bedroom, we shared the bedroom. I'm in the living room area. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And I'm, you know, my voice is probably, I don't know. It's probably not the most powerful voice in the world. And I notice in the kitchen counter, listen, a couple of slices of bread in a bread loaf. And I'm like, bread, bread. So I go at 3 a.m, 4 hours before I'm going to make it. And I eat that bread like it's manna from heaven. I'm shoving it in my mouth. I'm chewing it going, oh, bread. Who knew bread could be so good? Oh, right. 4 hours away. 4 hours away. Wait, so this is what I said, all that to tell you this. I get on the couch. It's, 3:30 in the morning. I'm so disappointed in myself. I only had to go 4 hours. I mean, 4 hours. I sit on the couch and I tell the Lord, I'm sorry that I blew it. I was trying to do it for you. I couldn't make it. I apologize. I went through this whole thing for about 10 minutes. I pick up my King James Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I open up my Bible. It takes me to Isaiah 58. We're at the top on Isaiah 58, on the top of your Thompson Chain Reference. I'll say it right now. It says, the fast which God accepteth. And I looked at that thing, and I looked up at the sky, and I looked at that thing, and I looked up at the sky, and I wept like a baby. Because God said, I gotcha. Good job. Good try. And it wasn't anything other than I was just trying to do my best for the Lord. The Lord knew I was trying to do my best. He knew I wasn't going to make it. But he told me it was all right, that I went for it because I was trying to get closer to him.
That's cool.
And so when you said that open sesame, that's what it reminded me of. And it's such a great experience, the fast which God accepteth. And it even says that in the old style.
That's exactly what happened to me when I was telling you my story off the air. And when I opened the Bible and I got to the top of the page and I read the subject matter, I was just like, this is it.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And you don't think, oh, that's not the Lord. Man, that was more the Lord than 1,500 sermons I've ever heard in my life. You kidding me? That's the cool stuff, isn't it? That's the kingdom stuff that keeps us going. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, thanks for that song. We got some more fun stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The Sockers, presented by Cox Communications, return to the Valley View Casino Center this Saturday night at 7, hosting the Monterey Flash. It's college night. Show your college ID and get in for just $7 at the box office. Order in advance at Sockers.com. San Diego Sockers, they know championships.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. Please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.5% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.5%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.5%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
So your child is enrolled in school but having a difficult time, and you're considering a Christian school. We have great news for you. KPRZ still has Christian school tuitions available for 50% off right now for the current school year. All K through 12 tuitions are now less than $4,000 for the year. Some are as low as $2,300. See the list of Christian schools at KPRZ.com. Quantities limited. New students only. Go to KPRZ.com, keyword school.
Southern Gospel music is back. Sunday the 24th, don't miss the Liberty Quartet live at El Cajon Wesleyan Church. Sunday the 24th at 5.
When I think about the Ten Commandments on the wall.
Admission is free. A free love offering will be taken. Recording artist, the Liberty Quartet at El Cajon Wesleyan Church, 1500 East Lexington Avenue. For details, call 619-442-5941.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, man, oh, man. That was fun. Talking about that brought back a lot of memories. Of course, it brought back a lot of memories of me not making it. That's what it did, but that's okay. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... there we go. Thank you, Sean Connery. Okay. We're going to close out today's show with the article you haven't read. And it's not going to be depressing. It's more informative than anything else. So you don't have to go, oh, bummer, we have to hear about the news. No, you don't. Okay. Hey, that was actually not a bad Bill Clinton, if you think about it right there. Oh, bummer. Okay. All right, anyway.
That all depends on what your definition, David, of the word news is.
Or the word this. Okay. Anyway, who could figure that stuff out? All right, so I got a list, and I always get these lists. I find them because I hunt them because I got nothing to do. So here's what I do, besides the research. I found a list, the 15 most dangerous jobs in America. The 15 most dangerous jobs in America. It's not the way you think it is. It's not the way you think it is. You know what I'm saying? Boy, that reminds me of a joke. I'll have to see if I could squeeze that in. Anyway, number 15 on our list, number 15, grounds maintenance workers.
Yeah, depending on the grounds, I guess, you know, snakes and stuff.
Yeah, there's 12 fatalities per 100,000. Wow. Who would have thought that? Number 14.
That actually, just not to interrupt you, but my brother is a grounds worker, actually, for the La Mesa Water District.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Wow, okay. All right, next. Number 14, helpers, construction trade. So these are assistants in the construction trade. That fatality rate is almost 14 per 100,000. Okay, now this one, I actually thought this would be much higher on the list. Firefighters.
Oh, yeah, I thought that would be like number one or two.
Yeah, number one or two. That's what I thought. 17.4 per 100,000. Interesting. Actual construction laborers, 19.5 per 100,000. This I did not see in any which way, shape, or form. This is number 11. Taxi drivers and chauffeurs.
Yeah, because you get to a big city like L.A. and New York, I could see that where that would be very dangerous.
I thought it was the people they were driving. Good point. You're good point. That's I was missing that. See, my mind works differently. So that's 21.3 fatalities. Number 10, police and sheriff patrols. That's number 10.
Still, I think the one I would have thought would have been a tiny bit higher.
Yeah, me too. Number 9. I can't say this word on the radio, but let's say garbage and recyclable material collectors.
That's dangerous.
I have no idea. I'm just reading the numbers. 22.8 fatalities per 100,000. I don't know how they got that. Number 8, driver, sales workers, and truck drivers. So people that drive trucks, but that do sales routes. So, you know, if you're driving, like, you know, if you've got a whole truckload of broccoli, Don't ask me. I'm reading the thing. 28.2. This I understand. Electrical power line installers and repairs. Okay, that makes sense. 29.1. Eric needs to be aware of this. Our good friend at Excalibur Roofing. Number six is roofers.
Wow.
Six is roofers. 29.4 fatalities per 100,000.
Good thing he wears battle armor.
That's... Thank God. I'm not touching it. Number five, farmers and ranchers. I'm not following that. Farmers and ranchers. You know, because picking up them carrots, it's got to be the equipment. Number four, ready for number four? Number four, structural, iron, and steel workers. I can totally understand it. A drastic jump up to 45 fatalities per 100,000. Number three, aircraft pilots and flight engineers. Doubles in fatalities. That's amazing. Number two, logging workers. 86.4 fatalities. This is the one that blew me away. Number one, get ready. Fishers and related fishing workers. 112 fatalities
wow.
per 100,000. That is amazing. Who knew that?
I would never have thought of that.
A professional fisher is one of the most dangerous jobs. That's amazing, isn't it? That is amazing. Here's my encouragement to you. Whatever job you do, do it as unto the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And don't forget to love your neighbors. You love yourself. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 22-hour break. We're coming back tomorrow, and we're doing it all over again. We'll see you then.